The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, I want to talk about this research. It came out from PTSB at the bank, and it's about the increasing pressure on people trying to access the housing market. And it's led to many younger professionals opting to go on social housing lists. These are people who might not otherwise, or might not in the past, certainly have found themselves on such lists. Aaron McDonagh is one of them. He's a young professional. He has applied for social housing. Aaron, you're very welcome to the show. Explain to me exactly why you came to apply for it. What happened?
I guess like the main reason was I know people in their 30s and 40s, some of them couples, and they still can't get a house themselves at all. And then as well, just the security, you don't know where you're going to be in 10 years. If I had a family or I wasn't able to work or anything, I would like to just have the 10 years start now with the wait times.
So you didn't want to find yourself in a situation in 10 years where you couldn't buy a house, thinking, I wish I had applied for the social housing list way back when?
Yeah, that's it, exactly, yeah.
And would many of your friends have applied, Aaron, as well?
Some of them, but I find most of them would be a little bit better than me by a few years, that would. But then by the time they do it, it's kind of too late anyway.
And did you have any reservations about signing up? I mean, was it just a practical thing, or was there any sense of stigma in your mind that's still attached to applying for social housing?
No, not really. But then I'm in Cork City, and I've seen the conditions here. So I knew the conditions of the social housing were quite bad. But no, I wouldn't have any stigma about it.
And what happens, Aaron? I assume you get bumped off the list if your income goes above the threshold at any stage over the next few years. Are you worried about that happening?
Possibly, but then I'm in a new enough job. I don't know what the progression is like anyway. So okay. There wasn't really any reason for me not to.
Okay. Rory Hearn is with us as well, the Social Democrat TD. Rory, before we kind of litigate housing for all or social housing figures or anything like that, I mean, do you suspect there's still a bit of a stigma attached to the idea of social housing? Not so for Aaron, obviously, maybe in younger people. There probably is in the minds of people in my generation, we'll say. I'm early 40s.
Yeah, it's a really interesting report and really interesting to hear from Aaron as well. And what he has said there is similar to talking to other young people. The idea around social housing, the attitudes to it, have definitely changed amongst young people. I think there's a very significant attitudinal change has taken place, a kind of cultural shift, let's say, because when we think back to it, you know, in the 1980s and 1990s, you know, there was in a way, it goes back to Margaret Thatcher, you know, there was an attack on social housing. Like, social housing was seen, you know, council housing was denigrated, hugely stigmatized. And, you know, part of why we're in this crisis is something I've written a lot about, that whole stigmatization was actually kind of a policy, because the idea was all housing will come from the market. And social housing was seen as a failed form of delivery. But the reality for young people, as Aaron is talking about there, is they have no other option. And so they're looking at this going, as he talked there, particularly around security, because what's the alternative? You're stuck at home living in your childhood bedroom. You know, the figures are really stark. You know, 7 in 10, 70% of 25-year-olds still living at home. Or your option is go renting, and completely insecure or unaffordable rents. So I think in part it has, and the younger people tend to be more open-minded, more progressive. I do think part of the work that I've been doing, writing books on this about, you know, advocating for public housing and social housing, along with people like, you know, there's the tenants union CAT who have been campaigning for public housing, others in opposition, others in, you know, generally like pointing to, for example, you know, a big part of the narrative over the last kind of 5-6 years has been Austria, you know, look at, you know, we all talk about Vienna. So I think there's been kind of this education process going on as well, combination of people's lived reality that they've no alternative, with this kind of opening up of, you know, this kind of shift away from the demonization of social housing.
Yeah. The problem, though, I guess, that Aaron might face is, and look, he doesn't know, and this is really an insurance policy more than anything else, is that his income goes above the limit. And as I understand, if your income, if you cross that threshold, the income threshold, and your application happens to get reviewed and you're sufficiently, I think there's a bit of discretion, you know, that they apply if you're barely over it. But if he's a good chunk over it, you could apply for affordable housing, but you go back to the back of the list, as far as I understand it. You don't get any credit in the bank for having spent 5 years on the social housing list.
No, you don't. And so this is, you know, this is the issue that, you know, young people and those in their 30s as well. And I was actually looking in doing some research for this and looking at the numbers on the social housing waiting list currently who are under 29. And there's about 12,000 households, which is not a lot when we look at 500,000 young people, you know, stuck living at home. And I was looking at the income limits as well, because this is, there's been a big argument around this, you know, should it, the income limits raise. But in Dublin, you know, it's for your, if you're single, you essentially, it's about 48,000 gross.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's people earning, you know, significantly less than that, who could apply for it. Then around the country, you know, it could be 35,000, about 42,000 gross. So there's a lot of young people are probably eligible to social housing.
They are, but I guess the list is so long. They apply and they've 10 years and Aaron will have 10 years of career progression. I'd be surprised if he wasn't earning more than 40 grand.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. What happens then? And I have actually called for before the introduction of an affordable housing waiting list.
Yeah.
So that you could, that you wouldn't just, if your income goes above social housing, you could apply for that. Because currently we've no idea how many people need, well, we do, you know, in terms of we can make estimates, but we don't have a list. But the interesting thing would be that if lots of young people currently eligible did apply for social housing, we would see the social housing lists increase significantly. And see, part of the issue around housing is you build according to what your estimate of need is.
Yeah.
Currently, we've about 57, 58,000 households. If that jumped by like 20,000, 30,000, then the government has to look at its housing plans again and reassess them and go, we actually need to be building more social housing. So I think it is important. I would encourage young people, if you're eligible, apply for social housing. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would cause an upward revision of housing for all targets.
Absolutely.
It would have to necessarily.
Yeah.
Listen, I've interviewed the previous Minister for Housing enough to know what the current Minister for Housing would say if he were here. He'd point to kind of completions and an upward trajectory. Now, last year, notwithstanding, and all the promises made around the election, but that progress is being made. Look, and that may be the case, and I don't really want to get into a row about numbers. Instead, I guess what I want to talk about briefly before we wrap things up is the sense for people like Aaron that the social contract is kind of broken. You know, wasn't there an idea before, like, if you had a job, he's a young professional, he's working in the insurance industry, that if you had a job like that, and you put the head down and you worked and your partner had maybe a similar job or another job, none of this would matter. There would be a house you could buy. You might not be able to afford kind of skiing holidays twice a year and a summer a house down in the south of France, but you could get by. That's the thing that's broken, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is utterly broken. It is the social contract for young people in this country has been just completely ripped away from them. And it is causing despair. It's causing mental health crisis. It is causing, you know, I was looking again, the figures for immigration were at the highest numbers of Irish citizens emigrating since 2015, this last year. We're as high, almost as high as 2010, 70,000 Irish citizens, people emigrated, 35,000 of those Irish citizens. A lot of young people, 10,000 went to Australia. You know, young people now in Ireland, look, like, I think there's still an issue around accepting what this is doing to young people and the scale of it and how it is broken. Because when you look at it, bus drivers, you know, teachers, doctors, they could all buy a home 30 years ago without question. And of course, many of them, some of them bought two homes, you know, and they are now landlords. But you know, young people have no prospect of buying a home. And that's why you are seeing this turn to social housing. And I think it's welcome, actually, that they're opening to social housing, because I would be a strong defender of it. But my God, we do need to give young people the hope of being able to buy a home as well, because without it, they have to look at this country and question, you know, what is it doing? What type of country, society are we making in terms of having family, having kids, people just buying in generally to society? And I do agree with you. I think the social contract is completely ruptured for young people when we look at housing.
Anyway, listen, Rory, thanks a million for coming in. It's Rory Hearn is a Social Democrat TD, and Aaron McDonagh. Aaron, thank you very, very much as well for sharing the story. Young professional who finds himself on the social housing list.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.